From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thanks.
How was your week off?
It was really nice. It was relaxing. It was restful. And I did listen to the show last week, and I regretted I didn't get to meet a puzzle player in person. I think that would have been so much fun. But I'm also glad I wasn't playing the on-air puzzle, because it took me about five clues before I started getting the gist. So I don't have that luxury this week. But you have something to say about a contest that was recently held.
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks ago I mentioned the U.S. Puzzle Championship, and our celebrity prize reader was Thomas Snyder, who had won the championship the last 3 years. Well, we had the event again last week, and Thomas won again.
Oh, my
dear. Fourth straight year. And people can still do the puzzles, and it's free. Just go to wpc.puzzles.com.
Okay, well, they can do that after they hear this radio puzzle that we do every week. And I don't remember it, but I should. Remind us of the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, it came from listener Henry Hook, who's one of the country's top crossword constructors. I said, take the name Kevin Klein, five-letter first and last names, and if you write this in capital letters, you'll note that each name consists of exactly 13 straight lines and no curves. And the challenge was, name a well-known TV personality, five-letter first and last names, in which each name contains exactly 14 straight lines and no curves. Who is it?
Who is it?
Answer is Vanna White.
Oh, well, we had over 1,100 people who didn't need to buy a vowel this week. They solved the puzzle. And from those entries, we randomly selected Kathy Gertowski of Bristol, Connecticut, to play with us today. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Oh, on and off, kind of about a half a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice work. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
I would say about 5 years.
Oh, and what do you do in Bristol?
Well, I work in a hospital, and I'm a medical transcriptionist.
Do you have to transcribe medicalese into English?
I do puzzles all day.
No, I bet.
After saying.
Well, it sounds like you'll be good at this one. Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right, Kathy, we'll play together. Here we go. We'll meet Kathy, and let's play.
All right, Kathy, every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase in the form blank or blank. I'll give you a two-word phrase. The first word in my phrase rhymes with the first word of the answer, and the last word of my phrase rhymes with the last word of the answer. For example, if I said split this, you would say hit or miss.
Okay.
All right. Number one is tore dress. Tore dress. And a nice way to think of it is just sort of put in your mind or...
More or less.
That's
more or
it.
Less.
Just take,
well
just
done.
Strip away those initial sounds. Here's number two. Main line.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Good. Brick street.
Brick street.
Something that's you might do on Halloween.
Trick
yes.
or treat.
Yeah. Trick or treat is it. Prime season.
Crime reason. Rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
Rhyme or reason is it. Leather cot.
Whether or not.
That's it. Fight song.
Right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, yes. Smash barge. Smash barge.
Large.
Something
it's something
large.
something you might be asked by a clerk in a store at checkout.
Cash or charge.
That's
cash
it.
Cash or charge is it. Guess so.
Yes or no?
Uh-huh. Pink gym.
Sink or swim.
Yes. Fred's scales.
Heads or tails?
Heads or tails, is it?
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Least salmon. Like, that's the least salmon ever came up the river.
Yeah, actually, it kind of fits into the answer. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm hanging in there. I can, least salmon, right?
Right.
Right.
Salmon,
I know.
Oh.
Not many rhymes for salmon, yeah?
Oh, feast or famine.
Famine, I
feast
know.
Feast or famine, is it?
The
good.
Spelling.
Yeah, the spelling, that's it,
that's
exactly.
It.
How about this one? Bus Linus.
Oh, boy.
It's getting into mathematical puzzles.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Plus or minus.
Yeah.
Good. Tooth scare.
Okay. Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
Truth or Dare is it? Soxers Chiefs. Soxers is in Bobby Soxers. Chiefs is in Indian Chiefs.
Okay.
Soxers Chiefs.
Boxers or briefs.
Boxers or briefs. And your last one is Lunar Crater.
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later. Nice job.
We'll figure out the answers to this puzzle. Kathy, you were great.
Oh, thank you, Leanne. You were helpful.
Yeah, we worked as a team. It was. This was fun.
Yeah.
I like this one. This was a lot of fun. Well, you get some things for playing the puzzle with us today. And as you know, this past week, one of pop music's biggest icons passed away. So as a tribute to Michael Jackson, we asked E. Ethelbert Miller to write an essay about him. Ethelbert is a poet and director of the African American Resources Center at Howard University. And you can read his essay on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. But Ethelbert also took the time, Kathy, to read your puzzle prizes.
Oh. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
Oh, boy, a list of prizes that sounds like poetry. Kathy, what'd you think?
Beautiful.
Yeah, he has such a great voice and a way of, I mean, it really was poetry. Well, before we let you go, ma'am, tell us what member station you listen to.
WNPR.
WNPR in Connecticut. Kathy Gertowski of Bristol, Connecticut. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. All right, Will, we get to do this again next week. What do you got?
Well, take tire and exhaust. They're both things a car has. But as verbs, in a non-car sense, they're synonyms. And here's the challenge. Name two articles of apparel, things to wear, each with four letters. And as verbs, in a non-apparel sense, the two words are synonyms. What are they? So again, two articles of apparel, each with four letters in their names. And as verbs, in a non-apparel sense, the two words are synonyms. What words are they?
Sounds like fun. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.